Listen to one of our EVP sounds. Now, set the stage for this one for us, if you would, Eric.
Okay.
And this one, he says he likes you. What's the story behind this?
Well, you know, that particular one, I believe, was recorded down in the boiler room. And who this exactly is, we're not 100% sure. But they were, you know, doing the normal EVP run, and what they got back was this male's voice saying he likes you. It could have been that he was referring to somebody in the group, but we're not 100% sure.
Somebody talking about you, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe that other sailor they were talking about.
Possibly.
All right, let's listen. He likes you. That was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Can we play that again, Danny? All right, here we go. All right, there it is. It is remarkable. There's clearly a voice there.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. And, you know, you listen closely enough, you can find out what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure no one heard the voice when you were recording.
No, no, absolutely not. And that's what's so fascinating about the EVPs.
Let's go to the next EVP, Eric. Tell us the story of I'm Dying.
This one is a hard one for me to hear because that was captured down in the cargo hold. And the cargo hold during World War II was where they kept the prisoners of war. They actually transported German and Italian prisoners of war.
All right.
Over to New York. And also in that same area, there was a terrible collision between a little aid ship called the Kurosawa and the ship itself, where many, over 300 Kurosawa sailors passed away.
Wow.
And so I think that's what that might be coming from.
Okay, let's listen to this one. You listen closely, and I'm going to tell you what they say. I'm dying. I'm telling you the answer of what you're going to hear, because it does make it easier for you, especially through the radio. I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom, that wasn't you with the other mic in the corner, was it? No? All right. Can we listen to that one more time? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that one's
now that was kind of spooky. That one was spooky.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
Do you have any children ghosts on this ship at all? Probably not. Would you?
Actually, believe it or not, we do.
Really?
We have a little girl, better known as Jackie, and she's about 7 and a half, and she just kind of flits around the entire ship. a little bit on the shy side, but very playful.
What's this about swimmer ghosts in first class? Is that going on?
People have reported seeing or hearing splashing in the first class swimming pool, or seeing people in their bathing suits. My personal opinion on that is that it might be imprinted. Nothing that is going to actually interact with you consciously. So,
was the pool always there?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay. So the crew members would jump in there once in a while, I assume, right?
Possibly, sure.
Yeah. I don't mean your crew members.
No.
I mean during the war.
Yeah.
You know, Erica, not a lot scares me. I don't like clowns.
Mm, but I can agree with you.
It's not like I go, or anything like that. I don't like clowns.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what's creepy. It's the sounds of EVPs of children.
Yeah.
Those creep me out for some reason. I don't know why,
sure.
But they do.
Yeah,
I
can
know
understand.
They're sad, but they still creep me out.
Yeah. Yeah, it just doesn't seem natural.
What's the story here of this one, Jackie Laughing?
Well, interestingly enough, that one was captured in the first class swimming pool where the caller was actually sitting. And we believe it to be Jackie.
The little girl.
The little girl, yes. And she's about 7 and a half. And yeah.
You're going to creep me out on this one.
It's a good one.
All right, here we go. Jackie Laughing. Okay, well, we're going to listen to that one more time. Can we do that one more time, Danny? Well, it was something back there.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Sounded like Jackie was eating a cricket or something.
I think that one was slightly enhanced so that you could hear it a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
This one was captured by the BIM team, who is kind of the resident scientific team on the Queen Mary.
Okay.
And they were, and I was there for that investigation. They were doing their pool investigation, and I do have to say the one thing about the BIM team is they are 100% thorough, and they will double-check and cross-check everybody's voices, and this one is so interesting to me.
All right, next one is, last one, close your eyes. What's this story?
Close your eyes. I believe that one was captured in B340. It's a little bit harder to hear, and it's more of a whisper. And at the same time that you hear this, you almost hear like a little voice underneath it, which may possibly be Jackie. So
Jackie's everywhere on this ship.
She
okay.
is.
Close your eyes. Listen closely. Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Listen again. Close your eyes. Yeah, there it was. I mean, EVP sounds are very difficult in the first place to, one, get, and two, then to listen. It's, you know, it's not like you're going to get a speech recorded in tremendous fidelity, you know? It's not going to happen.
No, I wish.